From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. More fallout today from the mutual fund scandal. Morgan Stanley has agreed to pay $50 million to settle conflict of interest charges related to its sale of mutual funds. The Securities and Exchange Commission announced the charges and the settlement today. This deal follows one the SEC struck with Putnam Investments late last week. Both require the companies to change the way they do business. But some critics say the SEC is settling too easily and not being tough enough with the securities industry. NPR's Chris Arnold reports.
The charges announced today against Morgan Stanley are different from the improper trading abuses that have so far attracted the most attention in the mutual fund scandal. But SEC officials say many shareholders probably lost more money this way. Basically, if you called your Morgan Stanley broker asking what mutual funds you should invest in, the broker allegedly did not tell you that the company was getting paid by a group of mutual funds to push certain products. The SEC's Enforcement Director Stephen Cutler.
Morgan Stanley had established an exclusive club of 16 mutual fund families in what it called its Partners Program. The firm encouraged its sales force and even paid its salespeople special incentives to sell those funds.
In exchange, the mutual fund companies agreed to pay Morgan Stanley a commission on those sales. Sometimes that was straight cash, but in other cases, SEC officials said the mutual funds agreed to steer brokerage business to Morgan Stanley and to pay above market rates. They said that passed the cost along to average shareholders. Stephen Cutler.
In many cases, the payments were coming out of the very funds into which these investors were putting their savings.
The SEC also accused Morgan Stanley of misleading customers by getting them to agree to pay higher fees in the same funds they could have gotten cheaper. In a statement, the firm's CEO, Philip Purcell, said, quote, "I regret that some of our sales practices have been found inadequate." He pledged to act quickly to implement the terms of the settlements. Stephen Cutler says the company has agreed to provide more disclosure to customers about its marketing deals with mutual fund companies.
Few things are more important to investors than receiving unbiased advice from their investment professionals, or knowing that what they're getting may not be unbiased.
But shareholder advocate and former SEC attorney Mercer Bullard says the SEC has known about these questionable sales practices for years and never did anything about them until now.
It is again an example of the SEC being behind the curve on another aspect, a new aspect of a continually growing mutual fund scandal.
Bullard applauded Cutler's efforts, but said it's still unclear whether the SEC leadership is fighting hard enough for major reform. The SEC drew fire last week when it settled fraud charges against Putnam Investments. Massachusetts Secretary of State William Galvin has filed charges against both Morgan Stanley and Putnam. He takes issue with the SEC's custom of allowing companies when they settle to, quote, neither admit nor deny wrongdoing.
They did do wrong. It suggests somehow that they are more important than their investors, more important than their clients, that they can do things to their clients and not admit that they're wrong. You know, it's kind of like if we had a bank robber who we captured on videotape and we said, you know what, we're going to let you off on probation.
Galvin says he's pressing ahead with his cases against Morgan Stanley and Putnam. Chris Arnold, NPR News, Boston.